All right, we will continue our winning team press conference here at Michigan International Speedway. We're now joined by race winner Jeff Gordon, driver of the number 24 Exalta Chevrolet. This is his third victory in 2014, third victory here at Michigan, and 91st victory overall in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series victory. First of all, congratulations, Jeff. I know it's an exciting day for you, and we just heard from Rick and Alan, so talk a little bit about the race and your victory here today.
Oh, extremely exciting. It wasn't an easy victory, even though we had a great race car. Those restarts are so crucial but also intense here, with the speed that we're carrying. And, proud of the effort. I mean, it's just an awesome effort all day to stick with it and have good pit strategy, pit stops, and be in that position there at the end to have a shot at it. And then, of course, as a driver, especially somebody that's been getting beat up over the years about restarts, it's pretty nice to have the last two wins come down to restarts. So it's just building all of our confidence in what we're doing and making these races a lot of fun to go to.
Okay, we'll open it up for questions for Jeff. Please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Start over here with Mike.
Jeff, Rick said that he felt you were driving smarter than ever during your career, more consistently, smoothly, fast, etc. How do you see that, and how do you feel about your chances for the fifth championship?
Well, there's got to be some advantages to being 43 out there. I would hope being more patient and using your head a little bit more would be one of them. I think that I've always felt like to be a top driver in this series, you got to balance that out with aggressiveness and being smart and utilizing your equipment and making the most of it. And right now I've got great race cars, so that's obvious. I've got a great crew chief that believes in what I'm doing out there, and I believe in what he's doing and the engineers. So right now I feel like I'm driving smart, but also when it comes on these restarts, I feel like I'm confident in my car enough that I can put it in places that I've not been able to put it in the past and be a little bit more aggressive when it matters. So, certainly things are going well. There's no doubt about that, and I'm as shocked as anybody else.
Okay, we'll take our next question over to the right from Chris.
Jeff, ChrisMankitchens.com. You said over the radio that you wanted to do a burnout for somebody. I'm just curious who that person was.
Yeah, I had a young lady that we do these VIP meet and greets at the start of my weekend, and there was a young lady who told me she'd be in turn four. That was a part of that group that said, I'll be in turn four if you could do a burnout for me. So I went down there and did one.
Okay, any other questions?
I can get your name later if you want it.
Okay, go ahead. We'll take Bob. We'll get a mic to you. Hang on just a second.
Bob Packer, Sporting News. As strong as you were here back in June, it seems like you were stronger today, and it seems like the last 4 weeks this team has actually been stronger than it was earlier in the season. Is there something that you can point to for that?
Yeah, a lot of hard work. I think that I feel like that Alan and the team, ever since we learned about the ride height rules, really went to work early on it, and I think they made some really good choices and decisions in the direction to go in, things you find in the wind tunnel and simulation and all. We got a smart group of guys. Hendrick has also done a great job with the engines and the cars, and we hit on something early, and we were strong. Like at California, for instance, we were really strong there, and ever since then, they just are constantly gathering information and trying to improve and looking around the garage area and seeing what other your competitors have as well. And you learn from them, you learn from what you're doing, and you try to apply them. And I think that the team definitely has been constantly applying little things and little changes and little improvements to the car along the way. They've the setups have just really been complimenting everything the last I don't know, a couple months. And when you have it, when things go well and you get better, then you keep going down that path. And I feel like we've started on a good path from the start of the season, and we continue to do that up to this point. And I hope that, and I think it will even continue, you know, through the next 12 or 13 weeks.
Okay, we'll take our next question down here from Zach, then go up to the press box.
Yeah, Jeff, Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. I was just wondering if you could walk us through the late race battle, which was a whale of a battle with Joey. It seemed like there were some games being played on the restarts, but when you really needed it, the last one, it really stuck for you.
Yeah, I can't say there was really anything on that last restart, because I don't know if NASCAR warned Joey or whatever, but we were, you know, to his defense, these restart boxes, you know, used to have a line and then all the way to the start finish line, and it was too big, you know, and it was causing issues. Then they made the box this big, and, you know, I don't know about other drivers, but I know I've asked them to make it bigger, because as the leader, the other cars around you can anticipate when you're going to take off. So, you know, Joey, as we rolled up to some of the restarts, not that last one, but some of the other ones, as guys were starting to sort of anticipate it, he was slowing down. And when he slowed down, everybody got bottled up, and then he'd take off, and NASCAR warned him about it. And then that last one, you know, I thought he had a good start, but I had a good one too. And I really think what happened to him on that last restart was Kevin was having some trouble getting going. And, you know, this is a big, fast place, and there's a draft there. And my lane moved along as a group, and even though Joey got out there, he's sort of sitting on an island by himself, and we just, you know, kind of tracked him down, and I was able to get to his left rear. When I got to his left rear, it just drug him back and gave me a ton of momentum. I was able to shoot to the bottom and get by him. I thought it was over at that point. I really did. I thought, oh, man, we got the lead. It's over. But his car was just so strong. The way the front end turned into the corner for the first few laps, he could just – that's why he pulled away from me so much on restarts when he's out front. And when he was behind me, he just drove in there, and it stuck. And mine just didn't. I couldn't drive in as deep as he could. And he got to my left rear and got me loose. And that's when he got underneath me. And I thought it was over. I really did. My car got loose. I lost some momentum, and he got underneath me. But I think he must have wiggled a little bit too. And so I was able to sort of drag race him and get back to his right rear. And then Kevin came behind me, and we kind of went by him.
Okay, we'll go to the press box for a question.
Maybe not.
Okay. Any questions down here?
Jeff, you've always maintained that, you know, restarts haven't really been one of the strongest parts of your game. The last couple of wins you've had at the Brickyard and Michigan, you know, that's where you really won the races. I mean, are you just getting better with age, or how would you characterize it?
Well, you know, it's when I look at the restarts, I mean, sometimes it's the lane that you're in. Sometimes it's, you know, what kind of – did you spin the tires? And then a lot of it is just your car, you know, and how well is your car sticking. And then there's the aggressiveness to it as well. I think Kurt Busch showed us what happens when you are too aggressive. And I, you know, I think the time before, I had a good restart when I was inside of Joey, and he got on my door and got me real loose. So, I mean, you know, sometimes they go your way and sometimes they don't. I feel like in the past when they haven't gone our way, some of it was me, you know, not finding that clean air. Some of it was I just didn't feel confident in the car that it would stick in the traffic. But it makes a huge difference when you're on that front row. You even though if you're in second or in the inside lane and that's not preferred, you still have clean air getting to your car. And then it's all about not letting them get you three wide behind you. So all that matters to me is that we're timing it right when it counts. And I feel like all that comes from experience when you learn as you go. You know, the double file restarts have not been there throughout my whole career. So, which in some ways I'm thankful, but others, you know, it's something that I've had to adapt to and get better at, get more aggressive at. And luckily I've got cars this year that also are, you know, doing what I need them to do on those restarts.
Okay, we're going to go back to the press box and try the mic again.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. Jeff, you're very successful here at Michigan Speedway. Is there anything what you can explain? Why is it so magic that you have so relatively much wins here? And then for next weekend, you go to another extreme oval, from a big oval or a fast oval to a small one in Bristol. Is it difficult to adapt to that, to this both extreme differences in oval track racing?
Well, I like to go fast. And this place is really, really fast. I'm excited because I get to go back-to-back to two of my favorite racetracks. Michigan's always been one of my favorites. And I will say when they repaved it, it didn't suit my style as much as the old pavement. But the cars have been getting so much better, and I feel like I've been getting more comfortable here that, today I was able to drive this place the way I like to drive it and have success here again. So I've always loved the transitions that this track has. They're just nice and sweeping. Yeah, you carry a lot of speed, but whatever it is about the way this track is shaped and the size has always just been something I've enjoyed. And then when you have a race car like that, it helps too. But then Bristol next week is, complete opposite. You're right, but it's also to me a track that I love. I love the challenges of Bristol. I love the input that I can give to the team to help influence the setup and the speed that we have. I love how you search different lanes from the bottom to middle, the top, and the close proximity in battles that you have on the racetrack with one another, even though they're at low speed. So pretty excited about Bristol as well.
Okay, any final questions down here before we let Jeff go? All right, Jeff, congratulations.
There's one.
Oh, sorry. Jerry.
Jerry Bunkowski, NBCSports.com. Jeff, when the Hendrick organization had the tragedy several years ago, you were very stoic. You were kind of almost like the figurehead, and you were very, people looked to you for leadership. Have you had a chance to talk to Tony? Have you had a chance, or if you haven't, what would you tell him in this very trying time?
Well, we luckily had an incredible leader who, in Rick Hendrick, that to me he set the example for all of us, and I was just so motivated by his ability to go through something so tragic, lose family members, and yet be so appreciative of the people that work at Hendrick Motorsports and their efforts, and you're always looking for something. To get you out of that, even though it takes time to grieve and there's a period of time where that just needs to find a solution and a way for each and every person to go through it. I think at the same time, seeing the race team go and perform and win races and come together through a tough time was huge, for all of us. And I think Rick played a bigger role in that than I did. But I've not spoke to Tony. I've reached out to him through text, knowing that I'm not going to get a response, but just to let him know I was thinking about him. And I just can't imagine what he's going through. Can't imagine what the Ward family's going through. It's a very, very difficult time. So I support Tony. Definitely support him and wish I could pat him on the back, give him a hug, and talk with him. I'd love to.
Jeff, congratulations on your win today, and good luck the rest of the season. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.